Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Lamed Aleph, the mitzvah of Kiddush. Mitzvah's Kiddush Shabbos Bidvarim. So we'll try to fit in a couple of weeks worth of Shiurim into 20 minutes. We'll see what we could do. But we start with the mitzvah of course, Kedusha Shabbos, Zachar, Yom Shabbos, Lekadosh. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Ledaber, what's the mitzvah? Ledaber Dvarim B'Yom Shabbos, B'Hachnasaso, V'chein B'Yitziyaso. The mitzvah D'Araisa is to talk words of Shabbos, words of praise of Shabbos, when Shabbos comes in and when Shabbos goes out. Let's focus on almost each word in that phrase. Ledaber Dvarim. What does Ladaber Dvar mean? To speak. This is a three-way machlokas Rishonim, really. What is the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush? We all make Kiddush Friday night, but we do three things. We say something, we hold a cup, and then we drink the cup. But really, there are three shitas in the Rishonim, what is required. Rove Rishonim hold that Kiddush d'oraisa is bidvarim. Just saying the words. Saying the words of Kiddush, the second half of Kiddush. The first half of Kiddush, what we call Yom HaShishi, that's Eidus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. We put that as connected to Kiddush, but the real ikar of Kiddush, the bracha of Kiddush, is the bracha afterwards. We say Bari Priya Gafen first, because of Tadir Sheino Tadir, and then we say Asher Kedushanu B'Mitzvot Ratzavanu. That's the bracha of Kiddush. So Mida Araisa, just saying the words of Kiddush. Rabbi Kiva Eger even says that when you say Good Shabbos to somebody after davening, you're Yotze. Even before davening, after Kabbalah Shabbos, you say Good Shabbos to somebody who walks into shul. You're Yotzi the Kiddush. Good Shabbos. You're praising the concept of Shabbos. You're Yotzi Midaraisa. We might not hold that way, but we'll talk about that Bezer Shem a little later. But that is what Rov Rishonim say, that Midaraisa Kiddush is Bidvarim. There is another Shita. Tosfos in Mesachas Psachim Adaf Kuvav. I'm not going to read so much inside today to try to cover some ground. Tosfos in Psachim has a Deya that making maybe Kiddush al Hakos is Daraisa. Holding the cup. Kiddush al Hakos is Daraisa. That's the second level down. There is a Deya of Rashi and Nazir. He's called the Mefarish because Rashi and Nazir is not really Rashi and Nazir. We're not sure who he is. Maybe a Talmud of Rashi, but the what's printed inside the Gemara, on the inside of the Gemara in Nazir, on Dav Dalid, the Gemara there seems to say that if somebody makes a Shvua not to drink wine ever the whole year, that it's not that Shvua is not Chal. Because what about Kiddush? Mashma from that Gemara, that drinking the wine is Daraisa. And that's how Rashi there, the Mefarish there, learns the Gemara Kipshuto. So there is one day out there that says even drinking the wine is part of the mitzvah Daraisa, but Rov Rishonim say, like what the Chinuch says here, Ladaber Dvarim, right? In defining the mitzvah here, he says nothing about the wine. Because the mitzvah Daraisa is Ladaber Dvarim. Biyom Shabbos. Biyom Shabbos. What does that mean? On Shabbos. So that relates to the mitzvah d'oraisa called Tosefes Shabbos. That is not a separate mitzvah, but we know there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to add on to Shabbos, both before and afterwards, and Yantif and Yom Kippur. But that is Tosefes Shabbos, a big discussion in the Achronim. How do we view Tosefes Shabbos? Is it really Shabbos coming earlier? Is it just an Isser Malacha? I have accepted not to do work earlier. But that is the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. There is a mystery, just to mention the mystery in Halacha, that when the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, the Halacha of adding on to Shabbos, Yesh Omrim, the Shulchan Aruch starts off. There are those that say you should add on to Shabbos. Why does he say that? It's a Gemara. It's all the Rishonim, because the Rambam doesn't mention it. The Rambam does not mention Tosefes Shabbos. He only has Tosefes by Yom Kippur. He doesn't have it by Shabbos. That's a mystery why the Rambam does not quote that Gemara. But that is the halacha is that we paskin Tosefes Shabbos. 18 minutes, 20 minutes, after Shabbos, before Shabbos, whatever one's minhag is. So that's what the Chinuch says to Ladaber Dvarim. We spoke about that. Biyom Shabbos, Bachnasasa, when Shabbos comes in. And now, V'chein B'Yitziyaso. And also when Shabbos goes out. This is also a machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam and others hold that Kiddush and Havdalah are both Daraisa. That's the Shita of the Rambam, and he says it right here. That's part of Zachar's Yom HaShabbos Lekadosho, meaning the mitzvah Daraisa, according to the Rambam, is to cordon off Shabbos. Cordon off Shabbos at the beginning and at the end, when you have something special, so you always cordon it off and close it, and close it when it starts and when it finishes. That's the mitzvah of Zachar's Yom HaShabbos Lekadosho. Before it's when it starts and when it ends, recognize it. That's the mitzvah. Other Rishonim, the Minchas Chinuch in Os Beis discusses this, that other Rishonim, the Magen Mishnah quotes, hold that no, Havdalah's the Rabbanan. If you hold Havdalah's the Rice like the Rambam, we have to make sure to take it seriously. A lot of times, Kiddush, we're all at the Shabbos table, we're standing there, we're sitting at Shabbos, Havdalah, we have one foot out the door already, we're rushed. But Havdalah is the second half of Kiddush, according to the Rambam. They're both Daraisa, so we have to make sure we take it just as seriously. So that is the Rishitas Rambam. Kiddush and Havdalah both Daraisa. The Ramban holds that only Kiddush. Rav Shechter quotes from Rav Soloveitchik two ideas in his Svarim, one in Eretz Tzvi and one in Ginas Egos. We'll go backwards. In Ginas Egos, he quotes an idea that we quoted a couple of weeks ago when we discussed the mitzvah of Kiddush Bechoros. And that is, what's the Svara to say that only Kiddush is Daraisa and not Havdalah? When Shabbos starts, it makes sense. When Shabbos finishes also, Kiddush and Havdalah, it's a quartering off Shabbos. What's the Svar of the Magen Mishnah? So Rav Soloveitchik explained that maybe it's similar to what we discussed by Kiddush Bechoros. If I have a firstborn kosher animal, and the animal has a baby, the firstborn, that animal is a Bechor. I have to give that animal to the Kohen. Automatically, it's Kaddush Mirechem. And yet, what's the halacha that we learned? Mitzvah Lahakdisho. Even though it's kadosh automatically, there is a mitzvah for me to say it's kadosh. This is a bechor. To add my own personal element of hakdasha, of sanctification, even though it's kadosh, even without my doing anything. Mitzvah lahakdisha. Suggested Rav Soloveitchik, maybe that's the purpose of Kiddush according to the Rishonim that say only Kiddush is Daraisa and not Avdala. Because the purpose of Kiddush is, even though Shabbos is coming, no matter whether I like it or not, I could be screaming, I'm late, I'm stuck on the road, I don't want Shabbos yet, it doesn't matter. Shabbos is coming no matter what. But still, mitzvah lahakdisho is a mitzvah for me to add a personal sanctification to Kiddush, and that would add a certain element to it. Similar to that, so that's why only Kiddush and Avdallah. You could suggest even the Rambam holds of this, but he just says there's two elements. There's the Kiddush element, and then there's the Kiddush and Avdallah element together. So that's what Rav Shechter writes in Ginas Egos, one idea behind Kiddush. The other idea he mentions in Eretz HaTzvi, and that is, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that we know there are three types of brachos that we make. Three types of brachos in general. We have Birchas HaNehenin, a bracha on pleasures, whenever we eat, whenever we drink, whenever we smell. There's Birchas Shevach V'Hodah, which is brachas as a reaction to something that a Kadosh Baruch Hu did, lightning, thunder, help me go to the bathroom, rainbow, right? That's all Shevach V'Hodah. Benching is Shevach V'Hodah. Thank you for giving me food to eat. And the third, of course, is Berachas HaMitzvah. Before we do any mitzvah, we make a bracha. But Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that there seem to be two types of Berachas HaMitzvahs. Sometimes the Berachas HaMitzvahs are before I shake a lulav, before I blow shofar, before I read the Megillah, all of the Berachas, before I light the Hanukkah candles. Right, so all of those are berachas ha-mitzvah. It's a bracha on a maisa ha-mitzvah, before I mal the baby. But there are other brachas that we say in the context of mitzvos that seem somewhat different. By a mila, the moel says ala mila, but then the father says lachnisa b'vrisa shel Avraham Avinu. What kind of bracha is that? That's done in the context of a mitzvah, lachnisa b'vrisa. What about a marriage? A marriage, machlokas, whether getting married is a mitzvah or not. We'll talk about that, by Hashem, in a couple of years, probably. It's only the end. But getting married, let's assume getting married is not a mitzvah, like the shita of the rush. So what's the bracha under the chuppah? It's Ivana, al arayos, vaslonis arusos, or even if, according to the Rambam, that is a mitzvah. It doesn't sound like a regular brachas a mitzvah. So what kind of mitzvah is that? So suggested Rav Soloveitchik about these two and about others, that there maybe are two types of berachas ha-mitzvah. One berachas ha-mitzvah is a bracha on a maisa ha-mitzvah, before you do an action. The second is a bracha on a chalos ha-mitzvah. If when you do a mitzvah, it achieves a certain effect, there's a certain status that has been achieved, as a recognition of that status, I make a bracha. When I mal the baby, I didn't just give the baby a bris milah, now he is a mahol. Now he is a circumcised boy who is a full member of Klal Yisrael. As a recognition of that new status, I say, lachnisa b'vrisa shel Avraham Avinu. By a marriage, the woman is now an eishes ish. I say, v'tzivan al arayos, v'aslan as arusos v'chulu. So suggested, Rav Soloveitchik, maybe that's Shabbos as well. Questions, what is the mitzvah? Shabbos is a mitzvah. But maybe this bracha has, as an element to it, a bracha on the chalos of Shabbos. Now there's the chalos. Now there's the Shabbos is in the world. It's not the same world as it was 10 minutes ago. And therefore, maybe that's behind the bracha of Kiddush as well. So those are two ideas behind the bracha of Kiddush from Rav Shechter's two Svarim, from the Eretz HaTzvi and from the Ginas Egos. Okay, let's continue now. We have what to talk about. So the Chinuch says we have to speak about Shabbos sheyehei bohem zecher gedulas hayom u'ma'alaso v'havdalaso l'shavach mishar yamim shalafanav v'acharav. To talk about the galus of Shabbos, how special it is and how unique it is amongst the days. Shenemar, zachar es yom Shabbos l'kadsho, remember Shabbos to sanctify it, klomar, zachreyu dvar kedusha, zecher kedusha u'gedula. Okay, And ubeferish amru lanu chachameinu, and then he quotes midrabanan, we make kiddush on wine. Shadvaram elu musavim on alom and alayayin, shakein ba apir sachrei alayayin. What does it mean, make kiddush on wine? Next paragraph, and again we can focus on each word. V'ha'inyan shenos nim bakos, you put into a cup, revias yayin chai. What is the definition of a cup? What's the definition of a cup? Big machlokas achronim, are you allowed to use disposable cups for kiddush? What if I'm at a lot of times at a kiddush, you don't have a kos, so you're allowed to use a disposable cup. This is a well-known tshuva of Moshe Feinstein. Moshe Feinstein says you can't use a disposable cup. Why? Because it's considered a shavur. It's like a broken cup. It doesn't have the status of a cup. That's the chiddush of Moshe. He says in the last line, if you have nothing else, okay, you could use it. But he's very, very much against using a plastic cup. The Tzitz Eliezer of Waldenberg has a tshuva where he says, what are you talking about? It's not broken. It's made like this. It's made. It's not like you have the part of the stem that's broken off, or Moshe compares it to that. No, this is the way it's made. It's perfect. Okay, you're going to throw it out in 5 minutes. But right now, it's a perfectly. Therefore, the Tzitz Eliezer said there's no problem with it. So, this is a machlokes. One is a Talmud of Moshe. They're machmir, but b'di'evet, if this is the only cup you have, so then it is fine. Whenever I talk about this, and I've quoted this question many times, I put out there the question, I haven't seen it anywhere, and that is, I've seen Gdolim, many well-known wise people, put two cups together. Take two plastic cups and make kiddush on it. I never understood that. According to Moshe, it's two zeros. Two zeros, you're going to throw both the cups out in a minute. You want to give them a little more sturdiness? They're both garbage, according to him. You're going to throw them both out. And according to Sicily, you don't need it. So I don't, there must be somebody out there that writes that that's what you should do, but I don't understand exactly the svara, because you're not making it more sturdy, because you're just going to throw, it's not going to be as shaky. But Moshe is saying inherently this cup is psolas, it's shavur. Okay, either way, that is the machlokas having to do with the word kos. Vaiter, revias yayin chai o mazug, you put in a revias of wine. We know the halacha on every Shabbos, the cup has to hold a revias of wine, but you only have to drink a rov revias. That's the halacha. On the Seder night, special din, special three levels by the Seder night. You have to try to drink the entire cup, and if you can't drink the entire cup, most of the cup, and if you can't do that, you have to drink at least rov revias. Shabbos, you don't have such lachadchilas. Shabbos, lachadchila, is to make kiddush on rov, make a kiddush on at least a revias of wine, and drink at least rov of the kos. Continuing, umivarchen alav kiddush Shabbos, kemoshe yadua hanusach b'na Yehudim. And you make kiddush like the nusach is known amongst the Jews. This also is fascinating. Where does kiddush start from? He says, like the Nusuch Bein HaYehudim. Where does kiddush start from? So Friday night, you look in the bencher. So some benchers start, Yom HaShish Yevechul HaShemayim. Okay, that's the Ramah. The Ramah says we start with that because that's Yudkei Vavkei, the Rashi Tevis. Yom HaShish Yevechul HaShemayim. That's Yudkei Vavkei, the Rashi Tevis. But if you think about what the words mean, it makes no sense. Yom HaShish is the last two words of the previous Pasuk. Vayechulu is the beginning of the next Pasuk. Number one, it makes no sense. Number two, the rule is in Maseches Brachas and elsewhere, one is not allowed to say half psukim. You have to say a whole pasuk. Kol psuki de lo paske Moshe, anan lo paskinan. We don't say half psukim. This is a question that comes up in many places. Vizos HaTorah is putting two psukim together. How can we say half a pasuk? Al kein Berach, Shabbos morning by Kiddush. We also start with the middle of a pasuk. So those are two questions asked, and that is why, two things. Number one, some say Vayera Vayivoker. At the beginning of Kiddush. Some say it silently, because you want to be Yotzei the Ramah. The Ramah says you want to get Hashem's name, Yudkei Vavkei. So you start that out loud. So you start with Vayera Vayivoker. So that solves the first problem. Now it makes sense. You have a phrase, Vayera Vayivoker Yom HaShishi. But the second problem is it's still in the middle of a pasuk. The pasuk starts off, Vayera Lakim Eskal Asher Asav Yine Tov Ma'od, Vayera Vayivoker Yom HaShishi. That's the whole pasuk. So that's why there are some benchers that have in it little letters, that whole pasuk. So you might be at somebody's house, you see them whispering something before Kiddush. Then they start out loud, Yom HaShishi, this is what they're saying, because they're machber for this shita. There are kulas, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, if you're only saying something, b'derach tefillah, you're allowed to say half a pasuk, you're not saying it as a pasuk, so therefore one can't say, from Bayerev, Vayihi Voker. Okay, different shitas, but that's in terms of the nusach. The Minchas Chinuch here in Oz Gimel discusses, what if I make up my own nusach? What if I make up my own nusach for Kiddush? I take the cup of wine, brothers and sisters, Guffin, and I saw Shabbos is awesome. I love it. It's amazing, wonderful. And then you drink the wine. You're for sure not listening to the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan told me what to say. But do I not even get the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush? Because once, and this is a general sugya that comes up in many places, we've touched on it before. Once Chazal tell me how to fulfill a mitzvah d'oraisa, do I then say that once I don't do it like the rabbis told me to do it, I don't even get the mitzvah d'oraisa. There aren't two levels anymore. Once they define the mitzvah d'oraisa, then I have to do it the way they told me. Benching. The words of benching are not in the Torah. We know the first three brachas of benching are d'oraisa, the fourth bracha is d'rabanan. But what if I don't use the nusach, the exact formula that Chazal told me to say? Do I not even get the mitzvah d'oraisa of benching? Hashem, thanks for the food. It was great. Is that benching d'oraisa? Oh, but I also have to mention, I say, Malchus beis David, I yearn for Mashiach and bris milah, thank you. I mention all the things I have to mention, but not in the proper nusach that Chazal told me. So do I get the mitzvah d'oraisa or not? This is a sugya that we've touched on, but this is what the Minchas Chinuch brings up in Oz Beis. Also relates to the fascinating question that happened a couple, 100 years ago or so. That is, if it's Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. And I say, I can't handle Rosh Hashanah without shofar. I need to hear the shofar. I need to. So I go and I blow shofar even though it's Shabbos. Chazal told me not to blow shofar. So what's the halacha? What does my scorecard in Shemayim say? Do I get the mitzvah of shofar with an issur d'rabbanan? I didn't listen to the rabbis. Or do I say, no, once the rabbanan told me you can't blow shofar on Shabbos, it's knocked down. Totally, it's gone. There is no mitzvah. Again, you might be machalik between the different cases. There it's an aveira, and here it's a how you do a mitzvah. Either way, these are issues where d'rabbanan affect and interpret mitzvahs d'oraisa. Okay, let's continue. Misharshi mitzvah zu, next paragraph. Kedeshin is orer mitoch ma'asezeh. It's supposed to awaken us. Lizkar gdulas hayom. The more we talk about how great something is, the more we feel it. So the more we talk about how great Shabbos is, the more we're going to feel the godless of Shabbos. V'nikva bilvavenu emunas chiddush ha'olam kisheshes yamim asa Hashem v'chulu. We rest on Shabbos kaviyocho like HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested. V'alkein nischayav nolasos ma'asem hayayin. That's why we use wine, because generally when you have a big party and you're very happy, you have wine. If I have wine, I'm happy, it's satiating, it's misameach me. And as he says, as I already said when we spoke about the mitzvah of breaking the bones, the aveira of breaking the bones of the Karman Pesach, we are affected by what we do. If I give tzedakah all day, I'm going to become a baal tzedakah. If I talk about the greatness of Shabbos, so then I'm going to be affected and feel the godless of Shabbos. This is what he talks about in this context. Skip to the next paragraph. I don't have to tell you why you need a revius, because a drop of wine is not going to help. A drop of wine is not going to help. Let's talk about the shear. So how much did we say before you need? The shear of wine, you need a revius, he says, because that's as much has an effect on a person. What about schnapps? What about schnapps? Schnapps, generally, people drink less than revius. A shot glass is less than revius. Can you make kiddush on schnapps? Again, a major sugya. The basis, because people make kiddush on schnapps, and then you drink it, and it's less than revius. How can they do that? The chinuch says you need a revius. So that's a famous shita of the Taz. The Taz does not say anything about kiddush. The Taz is discussing a bracha achrona. The Taz says, generally, I don't make a bori nefashos unless I drink a revius of a drink. If I have a sip of apple juice, I don't make any bar nefashos. A bracha rishona, you have to make on anything. Anything that goes into my mouth, I need a bracha rishona on. Bracha achrona, it's only if I drank a shir. So the Taz says, anuchas bracha achrona. Because schnapps is usually a shot glass, that's the normal amount of schnapps drunk. So memela, that's the shir that you need for bracha achrona. That is what the Taz says. By Hilchos Bracha Achrona, you make a bar nefashos because this is the normal amount that somebody drinks of this drink. So some Achronim say, maybe you could apply that Taz to Hilchos Kiddush as well. Because this is the normal amount of schnapps that's usually drunk, so maybe that's good enough for Kiddush. Usually, Kiddush, you need wine, you have more. But maybe this is good enough for Kiddush. So, number one, that's the major defense that is brought to defend those who make Kiddush on schnapps. So, there are two problems with that. Number one, we might not pass in like the Taz and Hilchos Bracha Achrona, number one. And number two, we for sure might not make the jump to Hilchos Kiddush. Rov Achronim argue on this Taz. The Mishnah Brura is very strong. He says, Beferish against the Magen Avraham earlier. We should not rely on this. And therefore, if somebody wants to have the schnapps in the morning, listen to somebody else make Kiddush, be Yotze with that, and then a person could have the schnapps. We should not lechadchila use that, it seems, according to Rove Aposkin. Okay, continuing. Dini HaMitzvah, Kugon Nusach HaKiddush HaAvdallah, Eze, he talks about the Nusach and what one should make Kiddush on. That is all Mavuar in the end of Meseches Psachim. It's an important Ramban, just to mention, separately, important Ramban ala Torah right here. The Ramban on this Pasuk in Yisro, Zachas Yom HaSabbath Kacha. It's a long piece in the Ramban, but two important points that he mentions here. The Ramban, first of all, discusses the fact that here in the Aseret HaDibros it says Zachar Yom HaSabbath Kacha, while in Vaschanan, by the next Aseret HaDibros, it says Shomor. Zachar Shomor. We saw Zachar Shomor B'dibur Echon Emru. It was said in one breath. A person cannot say two things at one time, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu can, Kaviyachos, it was said at the same time. But the Ramban says, why is Zachar first? Zachar alludes to the mitzvah saseh. Shomer alludes to the mitzvahs lo saseh, which we're going to discuss more tomorrow. Lo saseh kol malacha. Says the Ramban, we know there's a principle called aseh doche lo saseh. Comes up, we're learning Masechta Shabbos this year. And aseh pushes off a lo saseh. Why is that? Says the Ramban, because an aseh flows from avas Hashem. I want to get close to Hashem, so I do what he wants me to do. Lo saseh's flow from yiras Hashem. I'm scared of punishment, and I'm scared, I'm awed from God, and therefore I don't do it. Avas Hashem is greater than Yiras Hashem, and that is why Aseh Doche Lo Saseh. That's what the Ramban says. That Ramban is right here on this pasuk. He even adds, the Achronim add as a footnote to this Ramban, this may be why, in Beis HaMikdash, the rule is, Ein Aseh Doche Lo Saseh Shebe Mikdash. So the Meshech Chachma and other Achronim both say, because in the Beis HaMikdash, Yiras Hashem is primary. Yiras Mikdash, Mora Mikdash is a separate mitzvah. So maybe that's why you don't apply that principle of Aseh Doche Lo Saseh in Beis HaMikdash. Number one. Number two, says the Ramban, when does this mitzvah start? Zachar Shem Shabbos Lakasho. So per se, the Chinuch talked about what we have to do. Friday night, we have to make Kiddush. But says the Ramban, obviously it starts earlier. The Gemara in Beitza tells us that Hillel and Shammai thought about Shabbos the whole week. They found a great piece of fish on Tuesday. They saved it for Shabbos. The whole week they were thinking about Shabbos. And says the Ramban, that is why when we refer to the days of the week, we don't say Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We say Yom Rishon LeShabbos, Yom Sheni LeShabbos. Saying that line of the davening in the morning, the Yom, HaYom Yom Rishon LeShabbos, that's part of the Mitzvah Saseh of Zachos Yom HaShabbos Lakacho, according to the Ramban. So whenever we talk about meeting somebody, I'll meet you Motzi Shabbos, instead of saying Saturday night, that's part of the Mitzvah Saseh of Zachos Yom HaShabbos Lakacho. So those are two of the important points in the Ramban, that is right here on this pasuk. Again, there's a lot more here. What about Kiddush Shabbos morning? That's a mitzvah d'rabbanan of Kiddush. How does that relate to the Kiddush Friday night? Why don't we make Kiddush at Shalosh Shudis? Right, according to the Shulchan Aruch says, one should have wine at Shalosh Shudis, but not make Kiddush at Shalosh Shudis. Many other inyanim that come up with Kiddush, but we will have to stop here. At Meshem, we will continue tomorrow with the Lo Saseh. The Lo Saseh, they have to fit in all 39 malachas. It's less than a malacha a minute. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, when we continue.